Last week, I read a blog post by another yoga instructor. She had some advice for newer teachers, and it was something I couldn't totally get behind. She suggested that rather than worry about marketing your teaching business or trying to make a name as a teacher, you should jump at every opportunity you get to teach. She was pointing to the fact that it's more important to worry about being a great teacher than filling the room. So, you know, you want to be ready for those big classes that you're inevitably going to teach and have the right skills and confidence as an instructor. But the reason I couldn't totally get behind her advice is because in my early days as an instructor, I actually did exactly what she suggested. I jumped at every opportunity to teach. I subbed the classes no one else wanted. I tried to run classes in gyms, in martial arts studios. I actually ran a 10-week yoga session in the back of a spa, an apothecary in Toronto where I lived at the time. So I was trying to build a following in places that weren't really conducive to yoga at all. I was renting rooms. I was trying to sell people who were coming for a different reason at their gym to come and do my yoga class, even though it probably wasn't going to be something that they would be necessarily interested in at the time. Now, this certainly gave me a lot of teaching experience. It also gave me a very thick skin because I had to deal with class after class where I made less than $10 or taught a handful of people or sometimes no one at all. But ultimately, these obstacles distracted me from doing the job I was there to do. So you had this very young, excited instructor who week after week after week was just feeling disheartened and like, wow, this is really hard. At the time, I had actually also been working in the music industry, and I really felt a disconnect, a division in my life. I would often be up until 2:30 in the morning because we'd be out at a club looking at a new band, and then I'd get up at 6 in the morning and go and do my yoga practice. So at some point, it became clear to me that I needed to really make a decision about what I wanted to do. And for better or for worse, my heart was really with yoga. And I remember having a conversation with one of my teachers and saying very proudly to him that, okay, I've decided I'm going to teach yoga full time. And, you know, I expected him to really support me because that's how he had always been with me. But he actually warned me against it. He said that although yoga is a beautiful lifestyle and teaching is great and it's wonderful, you know, it's also very, very, very difficult to make it. In fact, I have friends who still live in Toronto and have been teaching just as long as I have, and they're teaching 20, 25 classes a week and barely making ends meet. So we're going to address so much of these things in our course over this next 6 weeks. But what I really want to highlight is that these obstacles, these things where we're teaching too much or teaching the wrong classes in the wrong spaces at the wrong times, they really are obstacles. And they distracted me, and they probably distract you if those are problems that you've had. I can't be absolutely certain, but I do wonder if my teaching chops would have improved more quickly if I had had the opportunity to teach consistent groups rather than just teach drop-in classes. It was very important to learn about the good, bad, and ugly parts of our yoga industry. That was definitely valuable, but in myself, it caused a lot of doubt and confusion about the path I was on as a teacher. For years, my sense of self-worth hinged on how many people were coming in and out of my classes. I was a small fish in a huge pond, and I was hoping that somehow magically, if I taught enough and I met the right people and, you know, the stars aligned, that I would be able to make this thing work. And there's definitely an element of that, but I was really just waiting for something else to happen rather than helping to make it happen myself. It was actually probably a good 5 years of teaching, both full and part-time, and thinking I would quit at least once every 3 months before I felt confident and consistent. This goes back to why I ultimately disagree with what that other instructor wrote in her blog last week, because I personally have wasted so much time and energy that should have been placed into my classes because I didn't really know how to run my teaching business. My goal for all of you is for you to be able to avoid as much of that heartache, pain, self-doubt as possible. And I'm going to do everything I can over this next 6 weeks to help you do that.